Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, continuing in-depth theme coverage on the Omicron variant and what the Biden administration is doing. Let's get the latest live, KNX 1070's John Barrett.
It's kind of an all-hands-on-deck approach, from requiring a COVID test for international travelers coming to the U.S. within 24 hours of a flight, to extending the mask mandate on public transit, to pushing harder on booster shots, and requiring health insurance companies to cover the cost of future home COVID testing kits. Dr. Amish Adalja at Johns Hopkins says the cost of the home test kits is a lot higher than it should be because of government regulation, so this may help.
And I think that this is going to probably increase the accessibility of these tests, but it doesn't get to the root problem, which is we have to think about these home tests as contagiousness tests, as public health tests, and not regulate them the way we regulate a medical diagnostic test that's used in a hospital.
He also thinks the Biden administration has done a poor job in regard to getting the word out about getting booster shots, and he thinks it's especially important that people over 65 with high-risk conditions get their boosters first. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Residents in the Truesdale Estates, that's in Beverly Hills, where Jacqueline Avant was shot and killed yesterday morning, say they hired private security before the home invasion, but TMZ is reporting that the patrols haven't started as of yet. So some residents have individually hired armed guards, and Beverly Hills police say they're increasing patrols in the area as well. The investigation continues into who shot Avant, the wife of music legend Clarence Avant and mother-in-law to Netflix CEO Ted Sarandis. It's another very foggy morning here in Southern California, with warnings going out about treacherous driving conditions. Jen's been talking about that this morning. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10 this morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall telling KNX that this is an unusual event because the fog seems to be thicker in areas near downtown LA and into the San Gabriel Valley rather than beach cities and coastal areas.
So we're seeing this dense fog. It's going to stick around. We kind of have this stubborn marine layer that's in place, and that's going to kind of be the story the next couple nights as this shallow marine layer rains in play.
Hearing continuing to figure out if this ex-gynecologist from USC, George Tyndall, should stand trial.
One woman who has testified, identified as Jane Doe 13, saw Tyndall once for a rash. She said she was stunned when he began a manual exam, given that it was her understanding it would only be visual. She said he was not wearing gloves and was asked about her reaction.
I think I was still just in shock.
She also described his manner of touching the area of her rash as inappropriate. When asked by a prosecutor how she was feeling after the examination, she said,
"Like, I wanted to get out of that room as fast as I could. I felt embarrassed and violated."
Tyndall has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 felony counts involving 21 women. It remains to be seen if he will stand trial. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The man accused of killing four people in a mass shooting at a real estate office in Orange back in March has been committed to a state hospital. It's because of injuries suffered during a shootout with police that day. He was struck by a bullet in the head, the suspect was, and reportedly cannot understand the murder charges he faces or help with his own defense. The case against him could resume if he is later found to be competent to stand trial, but it's unclear at this point if that will in fact happen.
We didn't have a drop of water in November. The drought just drags on, and the DWP is now urging people again to conserve.
It's a crisis. I mean, if you go back to 2020, the state water project allocation was only 20%, so that was a dry year.
The LADWP's David Pettyjohn tells KNX they normally get 40% of their water supply from the state water project, and in dry years, about 60%. But he says this year, the allocation was about 5%, and next year, zero. He urges people to conserve now and to abide by the local water restrictions in place.
We have enforcement in the city. We have our water crews are out looking for water waste. We follow up on reports of water waste. But then the third thing that we do is we offer incentives to our customers to use water efficiently,
including financial incentives for customers who want to remove their lawn or switch out their washer for a water conserving one. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's happening slowly. Gasoline prices are going down in L.A. County. The average price of a gallon of regular unleaded fuel has fallen for a fifth straight day. It's now a little more than $4.70 a gallon, down more than a cent over the past 5 days. This comes after 16 increases over 18 days. It's still more than $1.50 higher than at this time last year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.